All right, and first of all, we want to remind everyone that this is our bilingual devotion on Thursday nights. Queremos recordar a todos que esta es nuestra llamada bilingüe que tenemos jueves en la noche. Y I don't want to start out with an apology by no means, but if you hear Brother Vic's voice a little rough today, it's been one of those long days, and I think a lot of you know what I'm talking about. Si hoy en la voz del hermano Víctor, esta noche van a oír que estoy medio cansadito, medio cateadito por el día, muchas cosas que han ocurrido este día, pero estamos felices porque estamos haciendo una obra para el Señor. But that's all right. We are happy and satisfied in knowing that we are doing something for the Lord. It's good to be tired when you've been working hard in the natural and in the spiritual. Can someone say amen? Está bien ser cansadito cuando estamos trabajando en lo natural y cuando estamos trabajando en lo espiritual, haciendo una obra para el Señor. Si alguien puede decir amen. Just as in saying that, I remember something my father used to say. Ahorita me estoy recordando de algo que mi padre, Miguel Terrazas, que en paz descanse, él nos decía. Él decía, el labor es sagrado. El labor es sagrado. Literally translated, my father had a saying, and he would say, labor is sacred. Labor is sacred. What does that mean? That means that the fruits of your work that produces the sweat on your brow, it is a sacred thing before the Lord. And he would use this for natural terms, not so much for the spiritual. My father owned several businesses, and he would say that the el labor es sagrado. He would respect the employees, the worker, the person who was working. He would make sure and pay them their fair wages, and he would always be conscientious about that. Mi padre siempre decía este dicho, y no estaba hablando de las cosas espirituales, estaba hablando de las cosas naturales, en cual... si alguien trabajaba, mi padre tenía varios negocios y él estaba bien seguro siempre de dar el pago a ese trabajador. Por las horas que él puso, mi padre siempre pagaba bien y quería ser justo en esa compensación, en darle ese pago a ese trabajador. Por eso él decía, el labor es sagrado. That's why my father would always say, the labor is sacred, or the work that a person puts forth, the workman is worthy of his hire. With that, it's a scriptural basis where we get that from. Y eso es lo que estamos haciendo ahorita todos hermanos. And that's exactly what we are all doing. We are working together in this harvest field, this field of harvest. Y es lo que estamos haciendo todos ahorita. Estamos trabajando juntos, juntamente en este campo de labor, en este campo de cosecha. Let me depart from that point for just a little bit. Voy a moverme de este punto por un momento breve y ahora quiero hablar lo que estamos oyendo recientemente de nuestro hermano Lackey. Now, I want to just take a few moments to talk about the great things that we are hearing from Brother Lackey. My goodness, what can we say? I don't have enough time, and I'm not going to take too much time, just a few moments. Nomás voy a tomar unos momentitos de hablar de las cosas que estamos escuchando. And Pastor Clark already said it. How many compliments, how many people have come forth to tell Pastor Clark how thankful, how grateful they are for hearing this word of instruction that we're hearing from Brother Lackey. Praise God. Praise God. I'm getting some text messages here, and I'll go into that in just a moment. Estoy leyendo los mensajes de texto que la gente que nos está mandando. But let's think about this for just a moment. Ever since Brother Lackey came on Sunday, yes, he's a preacher, but he is a teacher, and you can feel it in his words, in his spirit. He's trying to convey a message, and he's very conscientious and very diligent to make sure that he can get this word of instruction to us. Es muy diligente el hermano Lackey en su mensaje. Es predicador, es ministro, sí, verdad, pero es muy importante cuando él está enseñando que recibamos el punto, la instrucción que él nos está tratando de dar. And I got to be very honest with you, as he's delivering this message, in this lesson, in this teaching style that he's giving, I am reminded of an elder Paul Price in his delivery. and in his diligence and his genuine desire to make sure that we can get a hold of this, he puts it in such a simple, practical format so that anyone can understand it. And that reminds me so much of Elder Price. El hermano Lackey, la manera que el cual él enseña su enseñanza, la manera en que él está dando esta instrucción y en la manera en cual él desea que recibamos, que podamos recibir esta instrucción. Lo pone de una manera tan simple, tan práctica, que me recuerda cómo el anciano Paul Price daba sus mensajes. So if none of you ever heard Elder Paul Price, this is very similar to that teaching style. Si ustedes, algunos de ustedes nunca han oído el anciano Paul Price, especialmente en vivo, especially if you never heard Paul Price live, ahora pueden entender una idea, tienen una idea de cómo enseñaba el hermano Paul Price. And what a blessing and what an honor it is to be a recipient of this in life, you know, in his hearing. Qué honor y qué privilegio es de poder oír y recibir este mensaje de un hermano Lackey, tal como enseñaba el hermano Paul Price. And I guess the reason I'm really stressing that is because I was able to hear Paul Price, and I just thought of him the other day. I have this, and I don't want to go into this too much, but ever since we had the funeral here a couple of weeks ago of Elder Paul Price, I'm holding on to that postcard with a picture of him, and I'm not trying to glorify the man here too much, but the Bible says to give honor where honor is due. And the words that he gave, the message, the instruction that Paul Price gave, it impacted me, it stayed with me, and it's still with me. And this is one of the reasons why I'm bringing this point up tonight. El mensaje de un Paul Price, todavía lo tengo frescamente en mi mente, en mi espíritu, desde que tuvimos su funeral hace unas par de semanas, y todavía tengo el foto de él, porque me impactó de una forma grande. And I'm so glad to hear that we have now younger men, like a brother Lackey, who are carrying on the torch and who are passing the torch now to us. Qué privilegio es de tener un hermano Lackey, que un hombre más joven que el anciano Paul Price, pero él todavía está predicando y enseñando el mismo mensaje y de la misma manera, y nos está dando ese mismo mensaje hoy en día. Un momentito, por favor. Con permiso, tuve que estornudar. Mamá me puede decir, se lo dije propiamente. Please excuse me, I had to mute you all while Brother Vic took a sneeze here. I didn't want you to receive that on this phone call tonight. Okay, so where are we going with this? ¿En qué dirección estamos caminando? Estamos teniendo evangelismo ahorita, hermanos. The point being here is that we are in the midst of evangelism. We are in the midst of revival. Estamos en medio del evangelismo y estamos en medio de un avivamiento poderoso. Sentimos la emoción. We can feel the emotion. We can feel, we talked about the fire and the wind of revival here on the last call. Hablamos recientemente del viento y del fuego del avivamiento recientemente, hace unas noches, I think just this Monday night, yo creo que este lunes pasado, y podemos ver las cosas que están pasando. We can see the great things that are happening. The Lord is sending souls into us. El Señor nos está mandando almas de un Gustavo. We're going to be talking about Gustavo in just a moment, de lo que está pasando con un Gustavo, y también estamos recibiendo almas en Felipe y Andrea y en sus hijos, and we're seeing new souls come in with Felipe and Andrea, and with their children, with their family that are coming in right now, and other new souls that you heard about, the great event that took place on Monday, where we are there praying, and all of a sudden we had some visitors come in during the afternoon on Monday prayer. Hablamos el lunes de lo que pasó, la gran cosa que pasó lunes en la tarde, y que en cual llegamos varios de nosotros para orar. I didn't plan on coming in at 2:33 in the afternoon, whatever time it was, and there was a sister Cindy, a sister Helen, and then Courtney comes in, and then April and her girls and a visitor came in. Y es cuando yo entré, y ahí estaba Cindy, hermana Helen, y luego Courtney entró. Y luego de repente entró April con sus hijas y una visitante que vino con ellas. And all of a sudden, we all converged upon Sister April there. I came down the aisle. I felt the need to pray for a Sister April. And there was Sister Cindy and Sister Corny coming from the other direction of the church. with a need to pray for April. Ahí estuvimos los dos grupos de dos esquinas de la iglesia y llegamos casi al mismo tiempo. We almost met at the very same time to pray for Sister April. We converged upon her. This was a God thing. We didn't plan it. We didn't talk about it. No lo planeamos nosotros. Pero el Señor tuvo una cita para nosotros. The Lord had a divine appointment for that to happen. And you heard, those of you who were on the call on Monday, you heard what happened. Ustedes que estaban en la llamada el lunes, oyeron qué pasó. Empezamos a orar por April. We started to pray for April. And then all of a sudden I felt the need to pray for these other young ladies. Sentí la necesidad de orar por estas otras jovencitas. Y de repente, primeramente sentí una de las hijas de April empezaron queditamente a hablar en lenguas. Yo no sé cuánto tiempo que no habló en lenguas esta jovencita, pero yo sentí el Espíritu Santo empezar a rebosar en ella. All of a sudden, as I'm praying for these three young ladies, one of April's daughters, I could feel that she was starting to pray through slowly. I don't know how long it's been that she spoke in tongues and didn't pray through, but I could feel the Holy Ghost begin to bubble up in here. I heard it lightly, and they got a little bit louder. Y se puso más alto su voz en cuanto esta jovencita empezó a hablar en lenguas de nuevo. And I felt like, hey, this is going to get onto this other girl. Yo sentí que esto se iba a empezar a rebosar y tocar a esta otra jovencita. And sure enough, there's Sister Courtney, myself, and Cindy praying for these girls. And then we got the one girl, she stood up. And she began to speak in tongues. De repente, esta jovencita en el medio, yo creo que su nombre es Sofía, se puso de pie y empezó a levantar sus manos. Y ahí estuvimos nosotros orando por ella. Y de repente empezó a hablar en otras lenguas. Con gran estruendo. She just began to open it up. And this is a young lady. I don't think she's ever gotten the Holy Ghost. And she's new to this. But all of a sudden, the power and the anointing of God was so strong upon her that she just began to speak in tongues as she received the Holy Ghost with great force. It was a powerful, powerful thing that took place. Bear with me for just one. Boy, please excuse Brother Vic. He's taking too many breaks here. Por favor, disculpen, hermano Víctor. Estoy tomando muchas pausas esta noche. And I'll be honest with you, my nose is getting plugged up. I got too much emotion going on. I had to just take care of that right now. Perdóneme, discúlpeme, porque tengo muchas cosas que están ocurriendo ahorita, mucha emoción. Pero lo que pasó es que esta jovencita recibió el Espíritu Santo con gran estruendo. What happened that day is that this young woman received the Holy Ghost, I believe, for the very first time, with great force, with great expression, as she began to speak in other tongues. We did not need to coach her. We did not need to train her how to do this. No tuvimos que explicarle a esta jovencita qué iba a pasar y qué iba a recibir el Espíritu Santo y qué iba a hablar en otras lenguas. The Lord did it all. El Señor lo hizo todo. And I want you to listen to what's happening here. Again, the Lord had several of us come at the same time, at the right place. El Señor hizo todo esto. Él causó que todos nos juntáramos ahí en la iglesia, todos juntos a la misma vez, al mismo sitio, al tiempo apropiado. The Lord did it all. And the Lord filled her with the Holy Ghost. We did not need to explain to her what was going to happen. El Señor la llenó con el Espíritu Santo. Nosotros no tuvimos que explicarle a ella qué es lo que iba a pasar. Ahora, quiero que entiendan, esto es otro resultado de este avivamiento en cual estamos. This is another result of the great revival that we are in the midst of. And I want you to understand this. We are in the midst of revival, and a revival that is breaking forth in our church. And the Lord is giving us signs and wonders following. Estamos en medio de un avivamiento grande que el Señor nos está mandando, pero estamos y estamos viendo las señas y las muestras y las señas del Espíritu que el Señor nos está mandando en este avivamiento que el Señor nos está mandando. Amén. Amen, everybody. But with all this excitement that's taking place, pero con todas estas cosas emocionantes que están ocurriendo, how much more important it is for us to have proper teaching. Hallelujah. With all this great con todas estas cosas grandes del avivamiento que el Señor nos está mandando, ¿qué tan importante ahora es de tener la enseñanza de la doctrina de la palabra de Dios para balancearnos? Amén. How much more important it is now to make sure that we have the right teaching, the right principles, the oracles of the Word of God, the basis, the foundation, the doctrine of what it is we believe in and why we believe in what we believe in, especially right now as the wind of revival, the fire of revival is coming down. Ahorita que está llegando el viento y el fuego del avivamiento, like our pastor Clark has said, and we all know our pastor, todos nos conocemos nuestro pastor, he's a great preacher, es un predicador grande, poderoso, but he's also a great teacher. Pero también es un maestro que enseña la palabra de Dios poderosamente. In other words, he's very balanced. En otras palabras, nuestro pastor es muy balanceado. We've heard this for a long time. Nosotros hemos escuchado esto por mucho tiempo. And that's precisely the point tonight. Y ese es el punto precisamente. Ahorita que estamos viendo cosas grandes pasando en nuestra iglesia, por eso es tan importante que llegue un hermano Lackey para balancearnos con puntos de enseñanzas, que es como una ancla que nos amarra a una fundación espiritual. That's why it's so much more important to have a brother Lackey that's coming in right now to be able to teach the Word of God and to teach these important principles. It is like an anchor. It's that Word of God that is like an anchor that's going to solidify us and give us the proper spiritual foundation that we need, because we've heard Pastor Clark has said how in, you know, other times past, other churches, you know, something great starts happening and people kind of start leaning over on the spiritual side a lot and signs and wonders, and sometimes it's easy to get off track. El Pastor Clark nos ha dicho como en tiempos pasados con otras iglesias, otros grupos, que cuando vienen los vientos de avivamiento y el fuego de avivamiento y de repente algunas iglesias, unos grupos se ponen muy espirituales y ahora a veces empiezan a hacer cosas muy extremosas y se empiezan a desrielar. They kind of go off the rails, so to speak. But that's why it's important to be based on the Word of God and the teaching of the principle of the word, principles that come from the Word of God to make sure that we're stable, that we're balanced. Por eso es tan importante. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. We're not even preaching right now, but we're doing precisely what the Word of God is saying. We're teaching the principles of the Word of God that are going to keep us founded with on a solid foundation. Y eso es precisamente lo que estamos haciendo ahorita, hermanos. Estamos hablando de tener esa fundación balanceada. Esta fundación balanceada con nuestras raíces, nuestras anclas plantadas fuertemente y seguramente en la palabra de Dios. Y gracias a Dios por un hermano Lackey. And thank God for a brother Lackey who's come in at the right time, in the right season, at the right place, in the right time. Gracias a Dios por un hermano Lackey que ha venido al tiempo apropiado para poder ayudarnos, para asegurar que estamos balanceados. As a matter of fact, I ran into Sister Courtney today at the church. She was coming in because she was planning on teaching a Bible study now to these ladies. Yo me junté con hermana Courtney hoy en la tarde porque la hermana Courtney estaba viniendo para empezar a dar un estudio a estas mujeres, a estas señoritas, a estas jovencitas, y hermana April, para seguir dándoles esa fundación que necesitan ahorita. Precisely, that's what Sister Courtney was coming in today to do, to begin to teach a Bible study to these ladies, you know, that this great thing took place on Monday, to get them on the right track, to give them that foundation that they are needing, because we want to do things right, we want to do things balanced. Queremos hacer las cosas propiamente, y queremos hacer las cosas balanceadamente. Which brings me to my next point, y eso me lleva a mi siguiente punto, hermanos. Hay que estar preparándonos para dar un estudio bíblico. That brings me to my next point. Let's begin to gear our minds, everybody. Prepare our minds to begin to teach a Bible study. Oh, Brother Vic, I don't do that. I've never done that. I'll let you, someone else, do that. Alguien de ustedes pueden decir, oh, pero hermano Victor, yo no hago eso. Usted lo puede hacer. O alguien más lo puede hacer. Everybody, I want you to know, we are all capable to share a testimony. We're all capable to share the Word of God. And yes, we're all capable to share a part of the doctrine of the Word of God, even if it's just a verse or two. Todos aquí que estamos en esta llamada somos capaces, tenemos la capacidad y la habilidad de compartir un testimonio con alguien, de compartir algo de la palabra de Dios y también compartir un punto de instrucción de la palabra de Dios. And again, you might say, well, I'm not qualified for that. I'm not trained for that. I've never done that. Can I remind you that some of you here have never been on a street corner, on the corner of 4th and Grove, our new Azusa Street, as someone so precisely put it. We've never done that before. Some of you have never gotten behind the mic on that street corner, but yet you're doing it. Muchos de ustedes nunca han estado en una esquina, como estamos ahorita en la esquina de 4 y Grove, para compartir de la palabra de Dios. Y muchos de ustedes nunca han dado un testimonio en público en un micrófono de esa misma esquina. There are things, many of you, that have never, you've never done certain things, but you're doing them now. Hay muchos de aquí que están aquí que nunca han hecho estos tipos de cosas, pero ya lo están haciendo. Look at Brother Vic. Brother Vic was never doing this live devotion call a year ago until COVID came in, until Pastor kind of nudged me and pushed me. You can do this, Brother Vic. You go, oh, Pastor, I've never done it. You can do it. And here, look, Brother Vic is doing this. Maybe he doesn't do it the best, but I'm doing this. El hermano Vico no estaba haciendo esto hace un año, pero el pastor Clark me dio el empujoncito. Ándale, hermano Vico, ándale, lo puedes hacer. Y yo, no, pastor, yo nunca lo he hecho. I've never done it. Pero sí lo puedes hacer. Y ahora el hermano Víctor lo está haciendo. A lo mejor no lo hago de lo mejor, pero estoy tratando y estoy luchando, hermanos. So I hope you're hearing what I'm saying, everybody. In other words, I'm trying to encourage you, everybody, get ready to go up to the next level. Lo que quiero hacer ahorita, hermanos, es darles este mensaje. Les quiero dar un empujoncito a ustedes. I'm now giving you that gentle nudge, just as Pastor gave me, tal como el pastor me lo hizo a mí. Y prepárense, porque ustedes van a hacer más cosas de lo que ustedes nunca soñaban. You are now going to begin to do things that you've never dreamt of doing, everybody. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost just saying that. Yo siento el Espíritu Santo nomás diciendo esto a ustedes, hermanos. I want you to believe it. I want you to realize it in your mind's eye. Véanlo en el ojo de su mente. Yo voy a estar haciendo estas cosas. Yo voy a estar en la esquina de 4 y Grove. Yo voy a estar dando un testimonio en ese micrófono. I want you to begin to visualize it. I'm going to be on that corner of 4th and Grove. I'm going to be giving a testimony on that mic. I'm going to be giving out cards to somebody. Yo voy a estar dando tarjetas a alguien de la iglesia. Porque por esa razón el Señor lo salvó. Can I remind you? That's why the Lord called you. That's why he saved you. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Pero recibiráis poder después que usted ha recibido el Espíritu Santo. Amen. Amen. All right, so just get ready, everybody. We're all going to a new place in this field of harvest. Prepárense todos, porque cada uno de nosotros nos estamos caminando a otro lugar nuevo en este campo de cosecha. And yes, we're specifically talking about Bible studies, but I don't want you to think of a Bible study as something where you got to sit down for an hour with someone, you're going to have this format where you're going to have to teach this big, long chart. No, it could just be a 5-10 minute little impromptu meeting that you run into someone and the Lord's giving you a verse. The Lord said, I'll give you the word. I'll give you the word that you're going to speak. You just take a step of faith. No se tiene que preparar con un estudio de una hora, hermanos, y que va a dar una doctrina de una hora a alguien. No. No más. Puede ser 5 o 10 minutos con una palabra que el Señor le va a dar. Usted nomás tenga el versículo listo y el Señor va a hablar por medio de usted. Everybody, I'm going to wrap it up here pretty soon. Ya voy a terminar muy pronto, but I want you to think about what I'm saying. Piensen en lo que estoy hablando ahorita. All right, Brother Samuel just sent a message in. This revival of new souls coming recently is very inspiring. Thank you, Brother Samuel. Él está diciendo, este avivamiento de nuestras almas que el Señor nos está mandando nos está inspirando. And you're right, it is inspiring to all of us, Brother Samuel. Es una inspiración grande para todos nosotros, hermano Samuel. But everybody, I want you, as we're going to end in just a moment, I want you to begin to think on these terms. Because the Lord is beginning to send us new people. El Señor ya nos está mandando nueva gente. Someone's going to teach those people. So if we ask some of you to join us for a Bible study, just be ready. Cuando empezamos a dar estos estudios a esta gente nueva que está llegando, yo quiero que ustedes estén listos. Because if you're part of that study, we may ask you to share it with a testimony. Posiblemente le vamos a pedir a usted que usted dé un testimonio. And that's where the teaching begins. Ahí empieza la enseñanza, cuando usted empieza a dar esa palabra. Así empieza el estudio. That's how you're going to begin to learn how to teach a Bible study, by the word of your testimony. Por la palabra de su testimonio. Amen. All right. There's something else I want to say here, brother. All right. Brother Miguel, I believe, wrote amen. One word. Hermano Miguel dijo amen. All right. There's a recruit right there. But you know what? All of you are recruits. I'm a recruit. We're all recruits. Todos somos, estamos el mismo nivel en los ojos de Dios. We're all on the same level in the eyes of God. We all have a mouth, hands, feet. We're going to do something for God. Todos vamos a hacer todo algo para el Señor Jesús. But I want to end on one very positive note. Quiero terminar una nota muy positiva. Brother Gustavo, just let me know today. You see, he's been looking for work. El hermano Gustavo ha estado buscando trabajo. And he told me a few weeks ago that he's been praying that he would be accepted into the Carpenters Union. El hermano Gustavo me dijo hace unas semanas que él ha estado orando que fuera recibido, que pueda entrar al Carpenters Union, donde va a tener un trabajo más estable y pagando bien, where it'll be more stable work and he'll be able to get good income moving forward. Well, guess what, everybody? Brother Gustavo texted me today. Brother Victor, I was accepted into the Carpenters Union today. Praise God. Hoy el hermano Gustavo me mandó un texto. Hermano Victor, yo fui aceptado al Carpenters Union. Y gloria a Dios por ello. Amen. Gustavo, I know he's on the call. We are excited for you. We've been praying for you. Hermano Gustavo, yo sé que él está en la llamada ahorita. Estamos emocionados y estamos apoyándote. Estamos orando por usted. Praise God. And I believe we're going to be getting into a Bible study with Brother Gustavo very soon. Yo sé que vamos a estar empezando un estudio con el hermano Gustavo muy pronto. Sister Jessica texted, yes, Gustavo, praise God. Hermana Jessica ya mandó su palabra. Y hermano Gustavo también mandó, Gustavo just wrote, all God's work, God has done this. God is my king and God has done this. Hermano Gustavo acaba de mandar un texto diciendo que el Señor ha hecho esta obra. El Señor es mi rey y Él está haciendo esta obra. Praise God. Brother Marty Sanchez just wrote in, God is good all the time. El Señor es bueno todo el tiempo. With that said, everybody, I got to wrap this up, and I want to remind everyone to be at our evangelism street service this Saturday at 11 a.m. Con eso tengo que terminar, pero quiero recordarles a todos de estar todos juntos este sábado a las 11 de la mañana en la esquina de 4 y Grove para nuestro servicio de evangelismo. Nos vamos a ver todos allí para hacer la obra por cual el Señor nos ha llamado. Let's all be there at 11 a.m. this Saturday morning to do the work that the Lord has called us to do. God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Dios los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.